Isaiah chapter 40, verses 10 and 11. Chapter 50, verse 6. There's Numbers 20, verse 11. I mean, I'm not going to go through it all. There are some very the most compelling ones are Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53. The other ones are doctrine. I mean, for me, it has been a lifetime. Well, my entire adult life, at least. Even much of my youth. A product of a lifetime search and study. And in 5 minutes, am I going to really make you to understand all those things? I'm not as capable a teacher as Christ was. But those were men steeped in the scriptures. If you're steeped in the scriptures, these things should come to your mind. Verse 28. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour, and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and a honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And this narrative is pretty straightforward, right? He's like, oh, I'm going this way. And they're like, well, come in and eat with us. And he breaks the bread. And in the breaking of the bread, as it says in verse 35, it indicates that when he broke the bread, they knew him. Maybe he had a particular way of breaking bread. But they knew him because of the breaking of the bread. And then he disappeared. As soon as they knew him, he was gone. And they thought, did our heart not burn within us while he talked to us by the way? While he opened to us the scriptures? And they went up right away. They said, it's going on night, and they make an 8-mile journey back to Jerusalem. And found the 11 gathered together, and they were all with him. They said, the Lord is risen indeed. And hath appeared to Simon. That was news to them. Meaning, the 11 there are saying, oh yes, the Lord has appeared to Simon. He is risen indeed. And then they told the things which are done in the way he appeared to them. And how he was known of them. And then as they're talking about it, Jesus appeared. Peace be unto you. Now, I understand why they were terrified. I mean, if he just popped into the room right now, I'd be terrified. Because I don't have that great of faith. I mean, you know, he's right. Why are you troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? It should be just nothing. Oh, here's the Lord again. We were just talking about you, Jesus, and how you'd risen from the dead. And this obviously proves it. Man is a frail creature. I want to see Jesus' sense of humor in this somehow. Because it certainly appeals to my sense of humor. But he's very serious. Why are you troubled? Why do you have these thoughts? Jesus knows our thoughts. Look at my hands. Look at my feet. It's me. Handle me. I have flesh and bones. It's me. I've risen from the dead. Jesus did not rise from the dead as a spirit. And that was important, because a lot of people believe the spirits are the resurrection. I mean, to this day, people misunderstand the nature of the resurrection. That it is a bodily resurrection. Bodies are going to come out of the ground. I don't care if they're into atomic, you know, God made Adam from the dust of the earth, and he can just, if you're in the sea and the fishies gobbled you up, wherever it is he put down, it's like, when you golf, and someone's got to putt through that area, right? So you put your marker down. God marks where people fall, where they die, wherever their body, you know, at some point it's like, it's getting ripped up. We'll just say there. The corpse is being torn. It's in the belly of a shark. It's in the belly of a fish. It's all over the place. We'll just mark this as the spot. And from the various minerals in the seawater, he can gather together whatever necessary to remake that person in the resurrection. I mean, for an all-powerful God, it's no big deal. Look, I know that the body that's going to be raised is going to be different. It's going to be changed. But fundamentally, it's going to also be the same. It's going to be incorruptible. Yet, he was able to show his scars. I've often, now this is total supposition, but I like the idea. I'd like to put it in your mind. You know, I thought, what if like you'd suffered for his name's sake? Let's say you've been tortured. And like you could appear in glorified form. But like if you wanted to, you could just like show your scars at any time. Like just transform back into, this is how I died. You know, that'd be kind of interesting. I mean, maybe those marks are just badges of honor in the world to come. Maybe we won't even care. Who knows? For them, it was very important at that time to see that he had really risen from the dead. And he eats to demonstrate his, you know, to further demonstrate the fact that he is still human. He's not a spirit, not an apparition, not a vision. I will eat the food. And you will see the pieces of it left and the crumbs. Verse 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. We went over those scriptures, some of them. It's not just those, but many others. Read the book of Hebrews. Paul does an excellent job of bringing you through the Old Testament. Do my study on Hebrews and I'll help you understand Paul, helping me understand the Old Testament. He opens their understanding to the scriptures and verse 46, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. As Christ himself had prophesied, as Jonah was in the fish's belly, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. Verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. It's very important. This is our commission. Preach repentance and remission of sins in the name of Jesus Christ among all nations.